How involved are you in terms of managing the expectations of scientists in Canada when it comes to things like budgets?
Well, you know, managing expectations when it comes to budget is actually quite important, because it's a little bit part of the trust building and the building the dialogue and understanding between the scientists and the decision makers. So the Fundamental Science Review that was chaired by Professor David Naylor, that's now known as the Naylor Report, actually was in many ways a roadmap for the country for multiple years, and you know, it was important that the scientific community understands that it is for multiple years, but it was equally important for me to press upon the government, and you know, I have to credit the science minister, who herself is a scientist and certainly, you know, understands both communities, for the amazing work that she has done in this respect. So the point with the government was to make sure that, you know, science is not a sort of one-time attention, that there is continued attention paid to science, and you know, shown throughout government tenure, so in every budget, not just in one budget. 2018 budget was exceptional in the sense that it was actually labeled a science budget. The previous year, the budget was labeled an innovation budget, which of course had also a lot of investments in research and also in innovation. This year's budget was labeled a skills budget, so it was more a people's budget. And even though you know, the word science was not spoken or written as often as in the previous budget, the investments in science were spread throughout the budget, and I think that many in the scientific community, in the academic community, actually failed to see this. And I must say that, you know, the government did not you know, put out yet a strategy to actually, you know, showcase all the investments in science and innovation in this current budget. But, you know, I'll just say that last year budget committed over $4.5 billion for research, plus an additional $2.7 billion, which was a one-time only, for science infrastructure, for building, for government, you know, labs that are outdated. Well, this year budget, if you excluding the space strategy, which you know, actually commits Canada to 24 years of investment in space research and innovation, including participation in the Lunar Gateway. So excluding that, which by itself is $2 billion, there was close to $800 million that was devoted. So in fact, if you added a few other investments in infrastructure, close to $1 billion, which was actually invested in research, mostly in students, student scholarships, but also in allowing students to take parental leave, 12-month parental leave, which is huge. We were earlier talking about, you know, mentorship and support for early career researchers. So that's very important. There were also a number of other investments in specific areas, like in stem cell, in brain research, and investments in large infrastructures, in unique facilities, in Triumph, for example, that actually enables a lot of work in computing, in support for astrophysics, for climate research and oceanography. So no, it wasn't as generous, if you want, as last year's budget, but there was still quite a bit of investment. And again, I think it's really important that governments pay continuous attention to science and innovation, and I prefer it this way rather than, you know, 10 billion last year and then zero this year.
Absolutely. That's that takes me back to a series we ran only recently with the Working Scientists on funding, where we had one episode all about this concept of a boom-bust cycle, where funding booms for due to political alarm based on something that's going on, and then fairly soon afterwards the money dries up and this area of science is forgotten about.
Absolutely, because those approaches of the boom and then nothing are actually very disruptive to the research enterprise as we all know it, because it's not sustainable. You can't have a PhD student doing research for multiple years. You cannot build labs for multiple years. So it's much better to have sustained investment, even if it's at a more modest level. And of course, last year's budget itself was multi-year, so it committed increases not only for last year's, but for the following 4 years. So there are increased investments in research that are still carrying over from last year's decisions.